弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
感谢主又带领我们度过一个平安的一个礼拜。
We thank the Lord that we have a peaceful week.
那今天我们来到启示录的七个教会的最后一个教会。
Today we come to the last of the seven churches.
就是老底加教会。
Which is the church in Laodicea?
好不好？我们先看一下这个 PowerPoint。看一下 PowerPoint 这个老底加这个城市的位置和它的背景。
Let us first look at the map, then we can see where Laodicea located.
你看见那个红色的在最右下角的就是老底加的城市。
As you can see, the one on the bottom right is Laodicea.
那么老底加这个城市在罗马时代是一个非常富有非常这个富有有钱的一个城市。
The city of Laodicea was a well-to-do city back to Roman times.
为什么它会这么富有呢？
Why is it so rich?
我们看下一张 PowerPoint.
Let us see the next point, PowerPoint.
我们再看下一张 PowerPoint, 就是因为老底加教会它有三个特点。
Because there were three characteristics of Laodicea.
我们看下一张的 PowerPoint, 就是它有银行业，还有纺织业，还有它的医学非常的发达。
It has highly developed banking and textile industry and medicine.
所以当时的信徒他们生活的非常的舒适安逸嘛。
So the believers there lived a very comfortable life.
人在这种非常舒适的环境中，自然就对主的态度呢变成了不冷不热。
In this cozy environment, one's attitude towards the Lord naturally becomes lukewarm.
自然就缺少了为主做见证那一个动力
Lacking of motivation to witness for the Lord.
所以主就非常严厉地责备他们。
So the Lord rebuked them harshly.
我读三章十六节，读给你们听。
I will read chapter 3, verse 16 for you.
你指老底加教会的弟兄姐妹你既然如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。
Since you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I am going to spit you out of my mouth.
哇，这是一个很严肃、很严重的一个责备嘛。
It's a harsh rebuke.
但是这里要特别说明的。
It needs to be made clear first.
就是主耶稣讲这句话，不是讲个人救恩这方面的。
The Lord is not saying about personal salvation.
而是指着他们整体的侍奉这一方面的。
But the ministry as a whole.
意思是说，如果老底加教会的人不悔改，主耶稣就不使用他们了。
If the church in Laodicea didn't repent, the Lord might not use them at all.
那么，一个没有用的教会，其实就没有存在的意义了。
A church without function has no meaning to exist.
因为我们大家都明白一个很重要的真理嘛。
We all acknowledge a very important truth.
就是耶稣基督的教会本来就应该是耶稣基督的金灯台嘛。
The church is the golden lampstand of the Lord Jesus.
金灯台的意思就是教会本来就应该为主发光发热。
The meaning of the golden lampstand is that the church should shine and heat.
教会一定要来影响这个世代。
The church needs to influence this age.
你想一想看。
Just think about it.
如果一个教会不被主耶稣使用，把它废弃了，根本不用了。
If a church is abandoned by the Lord Jesus.
那个情况就很糟糕了。
It's very sad.
我现在我再来读这个启示录的三章十四到十七节。
Now I will read Revelation chapter 3, verse 14 through 17.
你要写信给老底加教会的使者说，那为阿们的，为诚信真实见证的，在神创造万物之上为元首的说，我知道你的行为， 你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热。你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。你说，注意，你说是指老底家教会说，我是富足的，哦，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼和赤身的。我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足；又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来；又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。
Revelation chapter 3, verse 14 through 17. To the messenger of the church in Laodicea write, The Amen, the witness who is faithful and true, the originator of God's creation, said this, I know your action, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were cold or hot. Since you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I am going to spit you out of my mouth. You say, I am rich. I have become wealthy.I don't need anything, yet you don't realize that you are miserable, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked.
什么叫做不冷不热呢?
What is being neither cold nor hot?
就是无所谓的态度嘛。
It means indifferent.
啊，根本就不积极，根本就不在乎的态度。
Inactive and indifferent.
那这个老底家教会虽然没有做什么大恶的事情，
Although the church in Laodicea did nothing evil,
但是他们的问题是他们对于追求真理一点都不认真。
Their problem was that they were not serious at all in pursuing truth.
哦，别人是不是得救啊？根本无所谓。
Are they saved? Don't care.
神听不听我的祷告？没关系。
Does God listen to my prayer? It doesn't matter.
所以信仰就变成一个茶余饭后的甜点，可有可无了。
So faith becomes a dessert, optional.
那当他们抱着这样的态度的时候，是主耶稣非常不喜悦的。
So when they hold this attitude, the Lord is very displeased.
所以主说，你这样的不冷不热，我就要把你吐出去。
Therefore, the Lord said.You are neither cold nor hot. I am about to spit you out of my mouth.
今天的题目就是不冷不热，怎么办呢？
Today's topic is how to deal with being neither cold nor hot.
答案就在十八节嘛。
The answer is in verse 18.
啊，我们看十八节。
Let us look at verse 18.
主说：“我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足。”又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来；又买眼药来擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。
The Lord said, "Therefore, I advise you to buy from me gold purified in fire, so that you may be rich; white clothes to wear, so your shameful nakedness won't show; and ointment to put on your eyes, so you may see."
我们来看 PowerPoint.
Let us see the PowerPoint.
就是有三样宝贝我们需要知道的。
We need to know there are three treasures.
就是主说的要向他买金子、买白衣，还要买眼药。
They are what the Lord said, by gold, by white clothes, by self.
我们先说什么叫买眼药呢？
Let us first talk about buying self.
因为主说要买眼药擦亮你的眼睛，使你能看见。
The Lord said, "Buy self to put on your eyes, so you can see."
注意啊，买的对象是主耶稣自己啊。
You need to buy from the Lord.
像主耶稣买眼药，使我们的眼睛能够看见嘛。
Buy from the Lord self, so that you can see.
因为当时老底家教会的人呢，他们的属灵的光景非常贫穷的。
Because back then, people in Laodicea, their spiritual eyes were blind.
原因就是他们属灵的眼睛看不见。
Their spiritual eyes were blind.
所以他们还自以为很富足了。
They thought they were rich.
所以最重要的事情就是主要帮助他们打开他们属灵的眼睛，使他们能看见。
The most important thing is that the Lord.Need to help them open their eyes to see their problem.
这是我们想起了马太福音六章二十二节那边所说的话。
It reminds us of Matthew chapter 6.
我们来读一下马太六章二十二到二十三节哈。
Let us read together Matthew chapter 6, verse 22 and 23.
眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明了；你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗了。你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等的大呢？
The eye is a lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is evil, your whole body will be full of darkness.
主耶稣这里讲的
Therefore, if the light within you has turned into darkness, how great is that darkness?
主耶稣这里讲的当然是指属灵的眼睛嘛。
The Lord is mentioning the spiritual eyes.
请大家想想看。
Let us think about it.
基督徒和世界上人最大的不同是什么？
What is the greatest difference between Christians and the world?
大家都会说，哎，我们基督徒有基督嘛，我们有主啊，当然和他们不同了。
We all can see that we have Christ, so we are different from them.
但是有了基督的生命，还有什么不同呢？
Except for Christ's life, what others do we have?
因为我们有了一个新的属灵的生命嘛。
Because we have a new spiritual life.
换句话说，我们就有了属灵的眼睛，还有属灵的耳朵。
In other words, we have a spiritual eyes and spiritual ears at the meantime.
这是世界上人所没有的嘛。
They are what the world don't have.
比方说现在社会上的各种乱象。
For example, there are so many chaotic things in the world.
很多人只看到这个世界上表面的一个现象。
Most people see the superficial
一些乱象是一个现象，而没有看见它背后这个属灵很大的征战。
We only see the manifestation, but we don't see the essence of the things.
所以求圣灵来帮助我们打开我们属灵的眼睛。
So we need to pray the Holy Spirit to open our spiritual eyes.
不是只看这些事情，这些表面的暴动啊，这些歧视啊，这些乱象，而看见这个事情背后那个属灵很大的征战。
So we should not only see the chaotic environment, we need to see the spiritual wall behind these things.
当然世界的人会说，哦，这是一个意识形态，ideology 的一种征战，这个也可以理解了。
The world may see that it's a kind of a world.
那今天作为一个基督徒，我们真的要看重我们属灵生命的成长。
So today, as a Christian, we need to put special emphasis on our growth in spiritual life.
第一件事情就是要察觉自己意识到我现在属灵的光景如何呢？
The first thing is to be aware of where we are.
一般来说呢，人分成三种啊。
Generally, people can be divided into three groups.
一种人是先知先觉。
One is foresight.
还有一种人是后知后觉。
The second is hindsight.
第三种人就是不知不觉。
The third is imperceptibility.
老底嘉教会的人就是这个不知不觉的。
Believers in Laodicea belongs to the category of imperceptible.
因为他们日子过得太舒服了，所以他们属灵方面就糊里糊涂的。
Because life was so easy that they were unaware of their current situation at all.
他们自己还觉得自己很富足啊。
They thought they were rich.
他们不认识自己在主耶稣的眼中是何等的贫穷。
They didn't know that they were so poor in the Lord's eyes.
我们现在不妨做一个小测验好不好呢？
Why don't we have a quiz now?
假如我右边这边是十分。
If my right hand represents 10
表示你和主的关系是很好，非常好，到达满分了。
In case you have a close relationship with the Lord, it's the best score.
我左边这里是一分。
And my Left hand represents one point.
啊，如果是一分两分，这表示你跟主的关系啊很疏远嘛。
Which indicates that your relationship with God is poor.
那么从一到十，你觉得你现在跟主的光景是在第几分呢？
So from 1 to 10, which point will you score your relationship with the Lord right now?
啊，这是一个很诚实、最好的一个测验了。
It's an honest and best quiz.
有的人可能在六分、七分或者八分很好。
Someone may give a 6 to 8 score.
有的人可能在两分、三分要加油了。
Someone may have 2 to 3 points.
最害怕的、最担心的是那些自以为在七分、八分的人，事实上在主的眼中他只有两分或者一分。
The worst situation is that people who score 8 to 9 is actually 1 to 2 in the eyes of the Lord.
这个测验的目的就是要自我觉醒。
The purpose of this quiz is to wake yourself up.
因为我们每天啊都是一样的啊，每天过去了哈，疫情之前啊，忙着上班、下班、弄孩子，生活就是这样千篇一律的。
It seems like our life is routine.
我们很少好好的、诚实的求圣灵来光照我们内在的光景。
We barely ask the Holy Spirit to enlighten our inside situation.
有的时候，当人睡得太沉的时候，摇你都摇不醒他。
Sometimes when a person sleeps like a log, he cannot be shaken awake.
啊，你非要很大力的摇，大力的摇，才能够把他摇醒起来。
You need to shake him really hard to wake him up.
坦白说呢，我们人呢，多少都有一点惰性。
Honestly, all of us are a little bit lazy.
因为我们的肉体呢，倾向于舒服嘛。
Because our bodies are all prone to easiness.
你注意观察一下。啊，那些躺在沙发上面啊看电视的那些啊那些大胖子。
Just look at those who recline on the couch watching TV.
哦，看球赛也好，看一些这个娱乐节目，他躺在那里，啤酒一瓶一瓶的灌。
They drink one bottle of beers after another watching games.
结果那个肚子就越来越大了。
Of course, the belly is getting bigger and bigger.
肚子越来越大，他就越不想动了。
The bigger the belly is, the less it wants to move.
因为他的心理和生理上就造成了一个惰性的循环。
Because mentally and physically, it becomes a lazy circle.
啊，你看，那后面的健康的问题就很严重了吧
？Then the problem falling will be very serious.
但是。有的时候，有的人他开始有这个自觉性，有这个警觉性了。
But some people have this kind of alertness.
就是有一天，当他从那个很舒服的躺在沙发上要站起来的时候，哎呦，很困难哦！哇，好不容易才站起来的时候，他发现哦，不对喽。
The alertness happens when he has trouble getting up from his chair one day.
他好不容易站起来，再看看自己的肚子。
He tried really hard to stand up, and he noticed his belly.
看不到自己的脚，只看到自己一个很大的肚子。
He cannot see his feet, only a huge belly.
他就告诉自己，再这样下去不行了，搞不好会中风的。
Then he tells himself that I cannot go on like this. I will definitely have a stroke.
这个就是自我觉醒的开始嘛。
This is a starting point of self-awakening.
自我觉醒第一步，然后第二步，他说我要下定决心，明天开始好好锻炼。
The second step is that he said I should make up my mind to start exercising.
因为自我觉醒而产生了一个完全的转变嘛。
This is a turning point generated by self-awakening.
照样，我们属灵的生命，我们属灵的改变也要如此。
The same is true of our spiritual transformation.
那就是我们不能一直停在这个软弱的低谷当中。
We can't stay at the low ebb of weak, weakness all the time.
我们需要自我觉醒。
We need to be self-aware.
所以我们需要求主来开我们灵里的眼睛，使我们能看见。
We need the Lord to open our eyes and make us see.
每天早上啊，发给大家的这个创世纪的这个啊灵修的一个短文。
Each morning, I send to everyone a daily devotional about Genesis.
有这个自测题，还有自测题的答案，提供你做参考。
There are self-test and answers for your reference.
所以鼓励大家啊，最好你夫妻呢也互相提醒一下。
So I encourage everyone.
因为花不了几分钟的时间。
Couples should remind each other because it won't take more than a few minutes.
这个目的就是帮助你养成一个每天愿意读神的话的一个好习惯。
The purpose is to help you develop a good habit of daily devotion.
有人说得好吗？
Someone puts it well.
一切的成长都取决于你想要成长。
Every growth lies in your willingness to grow.
我再讲一遍，一切的成长都取决于你想要，你渴慕成长，你渴慕与主的关系越来越亲密嘛。
I will say that again. Every growth lies in your willingness to grow and your desire for a close relationship with God.
除了向主买眼药，使我们的眼睛得以看见以外呢
？In addition to buying salve from the Lord to open our eyes，
不冷不热的第二个这个最宝贝的方案，就是说要向主买金子。
The second tips for dealing with being neither cold nor hot is to buy gold from the Lord。
因为十八节主说。我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足。
In verse 18, the Lord said, "I advise you to buy from me gold purified in fire, so you can be rich."
老底家教会的信徒在物质上，他们非常的丰富、啊。
Those believers in Laodicea were materially rich.
他们虽然在世界上有很多的金银财宝。
Though they possessed earthly wealth,
但是在灵里面，他们非常的贫穷。
They were very poor spiritually.
这使我想起了很多年前一本很流行的书。
It reminds me of a very popular book many years ago.
书名叫做《穷的只剩下钱》。
The name of the book is "Has Nothing Left But Money."
仔细想一想，很有趣的。
Isn't it an interesting name?
一个人可以穷的只剩下了钱。
A person has nothing left but money.
前两天我又看到一个新闻呢。
I saw a piece of news the other day.
啊，有一位好莱坞的这个大制片家。
A Hollywood producer.
Yeah, 他很有钱啊，他至少有三亿美金的财产。
Has at least $300 million.
但他不幸得了这个新冠病毒
，was infected with COVID-19。
啊，加上这个与家人啊、朋友都隔绝了，他就得了这个忧郁症。
In addition to isolated from his family, he got depression.
一时想不开，他就跳楼自杀了。
He committed suicide by jumping off a building.
他只有53岁。
He was only 53 years old.
非常可惜。
What a pity.
弟兄姐妹，为什么信仰这么重要
？Brothers and sisters, why is faith so important?
亲爱的福音朋友，为什么属灵的事情这么重要
？Dear seekers, why are spiritual matters so important?
因为我们需要耶稣基督的帮助嘛。
Because we need the mighty power of Jesus to strengthen us.
我们需要耶稣基督的大能大力来坚固我们。
We need the mighty power of Jesus to strengthen us.
所以主说要向他买金子，使我们可以富足。
So God told us to buy from him gold so we can be rich.
请大家注意啊，金子的意思是指 信心方面。
Here God points to faith.
啊，为什么主说要向他买火炼的金子呢？
Why did the Lord say we should buy from him gold purified in fire?
就是指这个信心一定要经过锻炼，经过熬炼，才能够成为金晶嘛。
It means that our faith needs to be tested, then it can become the fine gold.
啊，你看，在过去很平静的日子啊，我们大家都啊没有问题。
We have no problem when life is peaceful.
啊，但是当这个病毒来的时候，当这个社会动乱的时候，很多人就会害怕了，就会担忧了，啊，很多负面的这些思想就进来了。
But when the virus comes.
其实
a lot of people worries a lot.
其实你也可以把它当作是一个锻炼，一个你的信心要接受考验的时期嘛。
Actually, you can take as a testing for your faith.
当时老底家教会的信心是非常软弱的。
Back then, the believers in Laodicea were very weak in their faith.
所以主劝他们要在信心上加强，要在信心上富足。
So the Lord told them to strengthen their faith and enrich their faith.
那我们都知道，我们得救是靠着信心。
We all know that we are saved through faith.
但是我们每天的生活也是靠着信心来得胜。
And the victory of our daily life also depends on our faith.
啊，送大家一个很重要的经文，在约翰一书的五章四节。
There is a very important verse in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4.
PowerPoint 上有哈，约翰一书五章四节，我们一起来读一下。
Let us read together.
好，一起来，请。因为凡从神生的，就胜过世界；使我们胜了世界的，就是我们的信心。
Because everyone is born from who is born from God has overcome the world.Our faith is a victory that overcomes the world.
第一句讲到，凡是从神生的，就已经胜过世界了。
The first sentence tells us that everyone who is born from God has overcome the world.
但是怎么样胜过世界呢？
But how can you overcome the world?
更具体的，主耶稣告诉我们，使我们胜了世界的，是我们里面对主的信心。
Specifically, the Lord tells us that it's our faith that overcomes the world.
你对主的信心坚固吗？
Is your faith in God strong?
啊，昨天我们这个Louisville 的 downtown 啊，又发生枪杀案。
Yesterday there is
shooting
in downtown of Louisville.
很多人看了就很害怕，很担心啊。
A lot of people worry a lot.
啊，当然是很不好了。
It of course is a bad thing.
但是我劝弟兄姐妹，你不要一直看环境啊。
But I urge you not to see only the environment.
上个礼拜我说过嘛，你如果是平视的，一直看环境，一直看地上的东西，你的信心就会越来越软弱。
Last week, I told everyone that if you only focus on the environment, your faith will getting weaker and weaker.
我们当然要警觉这个社会上的动荡，我们要保护我们自己的安全。
Of course, we need to be alert of the society.
但是同时我们更要常常啊扬起脸来向上看，来看我们的主耶稣嘛。
At the same time, we need to look up to the Lord.
这个很重要。
It's very important.
向上看就提醒我们。我们的主是坐在宝座上永远为王的主。
Looking up to the Lord means that our Lord is always sitting on the throne.
不管这个撒旦怎么样的在制造矛盾混乱。
No matter what kind of chaos Satan has created.
耶稣基督是坐在宝座上掌管天下一切的主。
The Lord Jesus has supreme authority over the whole world.
当你有这个坚定的信念的时候，
when you have this kind of strong faith,
你就不会害怕，你就不会担忧嘛。
You won't be scared.
而且有一天，万膝当跪拜，万口当颂扬，唯有耶稣是主。
And one day, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall extol that only Jesus is the Lord.
难怪主劝我们要向他买火炼的金子嘛。
No wonder the Lord urged us to buy from him gold purified in fire.
金子要经过这个啊烈火的锻炼成为金晶嘛，我们的信心也是一样的。
Gold needs to be purified in fire to become fine gold. The same is true of our faith.
今年啊，今天是六月份的最后一个主日。
Today is the last Sunday morning of June.
2020年才过了一半。
Only half of 2020 has passed.
但是很多人告诉我，2020如果用一个字来形容的话
，If I use one word to,
你会说什么
？Describe 2020. What will you say?
很多人会说乱。
2020 is a mess.
那个到处都是乱糟糟的嘛。你看现在病毒哇，更加的猖狂了。
Now the virus is spreading more wildly.
美国的社会的这个动荡不安好像越来越多嘛。
America is in turmoil.
经济的这个复苏啊好转，其实也是非常困难的。
And the economy is struggling to recover.
再加上这个墨西哥啊七级大地震。
Together with the 7-magnitude earthquake in Mexico.
多多少少都会影响我们的心情。
Your mood will be more or less affected.
但是越是在这个时候，我们就越要对主产生强大的信心。
At this time, we need to have a stronger faith in our Lord.
对于软弱的人，我们要扶持他们。
We need to help the weaker.
哦，帮助他们重新站立起来。
Help them to stand up again.
啊，我给大家看一幅我最喜欢的图画，我们看一下 PowerPoint。
I'll show you one of my favorite pictures.
啊，这个图画是我真的非常喜欢，非常欣赏。
I really like this picture.
你知道它的不同在哪里吗
？Do you know what is special?
就是它的十字架下面是一把剑嘛。
As you can see, it's actually a sword of at the bottom of the cross.
表示把那个罪恶的铁链把它怎么样整个的断开。
The sword breaks the chain of sin.
啊，看到这幅图画就再一次来振奋我对主的信心。
This picture really enhanced my faith in the Lord.
我们大家读启示录都有一个印象。
When we read Revelation, we have this kind of impression.
就是有一天主耶稣要用他口中的剑来灭绝撒旦魔鬼。
That one day the Lord Jesus will use a sword in his mouth to destroy Satan.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们对主要有100%的信心。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we should have 100% faith in our Lord.
而这是你平时不断的累积出来的。
This is what you should accumulate on a regular basis.
很少人说是昨天信主，今天他对主就有100%的信心。
No one has 100% faith in the Lord after he came to faith.
信心的成长也需要一个过程的。
Because the growth of faith is also a process.
就是你平时不断的追求主、认识主、经历主。
You need to pursue the Lord, know the Lord, and experience the Lord.
所以我个人很喜欢看别人的见证。
So I really enjoy others' testimony.
这个啊，好消息电视台的真情部落格很值得大家去看。
And it was is worth watching the good news, good TVs.
Yeah, the love story 啊，这个就是真人真事，各式各样的。他们从不认识主到认识主的经历。
They are all true stories about how people get to know the Lord.
当你看见主在很多人、不同人身上带领他们度过很多的苦难，你就认识主的真实和可靠。
When you see from others that the Lord helped them go through all kinds of difficulties, you will know the Lord's reliability.
不冷不热怎么办呢？
So how to deal with being neither cold nor hot?
第三个答案就是要向主买白衣穿上。
The third tip is to buy from the Lord the white clothes wear.
向主买白衣穿上的目的是叫我们免得赤身露体。
The purpose is that your shameful nakedness won't show.
白衣的意思就是公义的袍子嘛。
White clothes represent the robe of righteousness.
向主买就是从主那里，是主给我们他公义的袍子穿上。
Buying from the Lord means that it's from the Lord.
老底家教会可能是有钱的。
The Laodicean church had money.
他们可能也做了一些慈善的一些好事情。
And they might have superficial acts of charity.
但却不是从神来的义。
But not righteousness from God.
可能他们高举自己。
Maybe they just honor themselves.
所以主劝他们要向主买白衣来穿上。
So the Lord urged them to buy white clothes.
那个意思就是先要领受从神来的义。
Which means to receive first the righteousness from God.
大家都是以神的公义为标准的。
Our standards are all based on God's righteousness.
因为罗马书上面说得很好嘛。
The book of Romans puts it well.
这个世界上没有一个义人。
There is no one righteous, not even one.
没有一个义人。
Not even one.
但有的时候我们还自以为自己觉得还不错，还自以为义呢。
Sometimes we are only righteous in our own eyes.
你看这个法利赛人文士就是最好的例子啊。
The Pharisees and the scribes are the best example.
严格的遵守摩西律法。
They kept the law of Moses strictly.
他们也常常禁食祷告。
They often fasted and prayed.
而且他们也十分之一的奉献。
They gave tithe.
他们对旧约滚瓜烂熟，还做老师去教导别人。
They were so familiar with the Old Testament, and they can even teach others.
所以法利赛人文士他们自己觉得，我还不错嘛，我还蛮有意的。
So the Pharisees and the scribes thought they were good.
可惜他们所做的一切没有一样能够存留下来。
Unfortunately, none of what they did would remain.
是他们根本不信耶稣就是弥赛亚嘛。
The reason is that they did not believe that Jesus is Messiah.
他们没有悔改，就没有办法领受从父神给下来的公义。
They did not repent and therefore could not receive righteousness from God.
罗马书说的一个重点，我们看一下 PowerPoint， 就是如何从一个罪人变成一个义人。
One of the key points of Romans is about how a sinner becomes a righteous.
这个义不是我们自己赚来的。
This righteousness is not what we from what we do.
因为因信称义。
We are justified by faith.
那这个义的源头是从天父赐给我们的。
The origin of this righteousness is from our Heavenly Father.
那么所以真正悔改的人都有圣灵的内住。
And those who are truly repentant all have the Holy Spirit indwelling.
你也可以说这个公义的种子在我们里面开始生长发芽。
In other words,The seed of righteousness grows in our hearts.
你想一想看嘛。
Let us think about it.
当我们信主以后，我们对罪就非常敏感了。
After we believe the Lord, we become very sensitive to sin.
我们信主以前没有对罪那么敏感的。
Before we know the Lord, we are not that sensitive to sin.
信主以后，因为圣灵的提醒，因为有神的义在我们的里面，我们对于罪就非常非常敏感。
After knowing the Lord, we become very sensitive to sin because of the Holy Spirit.
以至于我们不该说的就不要说，不该做的我们就不要去做。
Then we won't do what we shouldn't do, and don't even think about what we shouldn't think.
所以基督徒每一天都需要穿上公义的白袍来生活。
Therefore, Christians need to clothe themselves the white robe of righteousness every day.
记得自己是一位圣徒。
Remember that you are saints.
既然是圣徒，就提醒自己不能做对不起主的事情嘛。
Remind yourselves not to do things that are unworthy of the Lord.
你不能说谎。
You cannot lie.
啊，不能够去做一些啊这些啊偷东西，或者是凡是不好的事情就不要去做，根本就不要去想。
You cannot steal and all the evil things. You should not even think about it.
而是要立志做一个讨神喜悦的人嘛。
But to be determined to be a person pleasing God.
让我的思想，让我的言语，让我所做的都能够讨主的欢喜。
Let your words and your deeds, honor God.
这就是穿上白袍，穿上公义袍子的实际的一个表现。
It's actually a manifestation of wearing the white robe of righteousness.
接下来我们再看启示录的三章十九到二十二节。
Let us continue with verse 19 through 22.
好，我们来读一下三章十九节 ，PowerPoint 上有一起来。凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他。所以你要发热心，也要悔改。看哪，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音的，就开门。我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐。就如我得了圣，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
I correct and discipline those whom I love, so be serious and repent. Look, I am standing at the door and knocking. If anyone listens to my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and eat with him, and he will eat with me.I will give a place to sit with me on my throne to the one who overcomes, just as I have overcome and have sat down with my Father on his throne. Let everyone listen to what the Spirit says to the churches.
请大家注意十九节。
Let us pay attention to verse 19.
主说，凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。
The Lord says, I correct and discipline those whom I love, so be zealous and repent.
那今天我们做父母的都很爱我们的孩子啊。
So today we as parents all love our children.
啊，如果你孩子不好好学习，或者他品格有问题。
If your child is not doing well in school or has some problems in character.
做父母的肯定要好好的管教你的孩子。
You as parents will definitely discipline him.
管教只是手段而已。
Discipline is just the means.
目的，管教的目的是希望你的孩子变好啊。
The end is to make him better.
照样，主对我们也是如此嘛。
The same is true of the Lord for us.
如果主管教我们，我们要感谢赞美他。
If the Lord disciplines us, we need to praise him.
如果主不管教我们呢？
If the Lord let us do what we want,
哇，那很糟糕了，那表示主放弃了嘛。
It's very bad. That means the Lord just gives us up.
偶尔我们这个犯错了，偶尔我们做了不好的事情，主管教我们，我要带着一个感恩的心来感谢主。
When we are disciplined by the Lord, we should have a thankful heart for the Lord.
再看第二十节。
Let's continue with verse 20.
看哪。我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音的，就开门。我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
Look, I am standing at the door and knocking. If anyone listens to my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and eat with him, and he will eat with me.
这一节要特别说明一下。
Verse 20 needs to be specified.
很多人用这一节来做这个传福音的这方面的经文。
Many people use these words to preach the gospel.
因为主说他叩门，然后有人开门，这个很好。
Because the Lord says, he's knocking and someone opens the door.
但是他原来并不是这个意思。
But its original meaning, was not like that.
他原来的意思是主耶稣对老底家整体的教会而说的。
Actually, its original meaning was what the Lord spoke to the whole church of Laodicea.
因为我们从上下文的思路就知道，老底家教会并没有真正的尊主为大嘛。
Because from the context, it can be seen that they did not genuinely magnify the Lord.
所以你回到当时的背景，你就知道这句话真正当时的原意是什么。
So after you look at the background, you will know the true meaning of this verse.
主的意思是说，老底家教会，你要让我进来教会，做教会真正的元首。
The Lord meant to say that you need to let me in as a true head of the church.
其实主的教会本来就应该求主掌王权，居首位的。
In fact, the church of the Lord should have asked the Lord to reign.
因为耶稣基督本来就是教会的元首嘛。
As Jesus Christ is the true head of the church.
但是你看，从古到今，啊，有一些教会总是吵吵闹闹的。
But as you can see, a lot of church always has all kinds of conflicts and quarrels.
真正的问题就是没有尊主为大。
The problem is the lack of an attitude of glorifying God.
因为人就要抢着做主啊，要听我的啊，我的意见最好，人。这血气在教会里面，这个啊，造成了很多的问题。
Because people are all fighting for the head, a lot of problem was created because of people walks in the flesh.
所以二十节的原意是主要老底家教会把主权还给主耶稣。
So verse 20 is that the Lord asked the Laodicean church to give back thesovereignty to the Lord Jesus.
事实上也提醒地球上所有的教会，教会真正的大老板是耶稣基督。
It also reminds all the church in the world that Jesus is the head of all the church.
教会绝对不是牧师的，也不是哪一个长老的，或是哪一帮很有势力的人，通通不是嘛。
The church belongs to the pastor.Or the elder, or any powerful people.
广义的来说，我们都是神的仆人，因为我们都是神的儿女，我们一起来服侍这一位教会的元首耶稣。
We are all Christians. We are all God's children. We serve together, the Lord Jesus.
所以理当把耶稣基督啊放在第一位，他是教会的元首。
So we should put Jesus the first of the church.
但是感谢主，我们在基督里面啊，互为肢体，彼此建造，来建立基督的身体。
But thanks to the Lord that we are body of the church. We work together to build the body of Christ.
也只有如此，我们才有机会能够跟主一同坐席。
Only in this way we will have a chance to eat with the Lord.
因为二十节这个下半节，当主进到教会里，我与他，他就与我一同坐席了。
The second part of the verse 20, when the Lord comes into the church, we will come to him and eat with him.
我们看一下 PowerPoint， 上面有讲到一同坐席，这个坐席是什么意思呢？
What does Sitting and eating together means.
坐席就是有机会跟主有一个非常亲密互动的关系嘛。
Sitting and eating together symbolize a very intimate interaction.
过去这四个月啊，差不多四个月啊，这个因为病毒的关系呢，大家就没有办法在教会啊中午能够有一个午餐一同坐席的时间了。
In the past 3 months or so, our brothers and sisters have been able to sit together at lunch in our church.
啊，有一些弟兄姐妹都很怀念哇，在教会以前啊，以前大家一起坐下来啊，非常高兴的啊，这个吃喝吃饭的那一段时间。
A lot of brothers and sisters miss the happy hours when we had lunch together in church.
你有没有好好想过
？Have you ever think about this?
有一天。主耶稣他要与我们一同坐席。
One day the Lord will eat with us.
那是何等有福的事情啊！
How blessed it will be.
不但如此。
Not only that.
请注意看啊，二十一节。
Verse 21 says.
二十一节说，得胜的，得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。
To the one who is victorious, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I was victorious and sat down with my father on his throne.
你能想象主耶稣有多抬举我们吗？
Can you imagine how much the Lord will exalt us?
但是在这个大前提之下呢，你先要成为一个得胜的基督徒嘛。
But the prerequisite is to become a victorious Christian.
就是你要坚守耶稣的真理，来得胜世界的各种诱惑。
You need to hold fast to the truth of Jesus Christ and resist all kinds of temptation in the world.
使我们的信心可以超越苦难。
Let our faith rise above suffering.
使我们的信心能够得胜任何的艰难环境。
Let our faith overcome any difficult situation.
老底家教会原来是一个不冷不热的教会。
The church in Laodicea was originally neither cold nor hot.
但是感谢主，主并没有放弃他们呢。
But thanks to the Lord did not give up.
我们看见主对他们的责备、对他们的劝导和对他们的引导。
We see God's rebuke, exhortation, and guidance.
这一切的目的就是希望他们成为一个得胜的教会。
The purpose of all these is to help them become a victorious church.
所以求主帮助我们，真的是要心里火热，重新振作起来。
So today we need to ask the Lord to help us to really get our heart burning.
我们要互相加油。
Let us cheer up.
那今天的题目是不冷不热怎么办？
Today's topic is that.Is how to deal with being neither cold nor hot.
啊，我们看这三个重点。
Let us see the three key points.
好不好？请大家一起读好吗？啊，中文一起来。
Let us read together in Chinese first.
来，向主买
眼
药，
打
开
属
灵
的
眼
睛。Buy from the Lord's self to open the spiritual eyes.
第二，来向
主
买
金
子，要
在
信
心
上
富
足。
Buy from the Lord gold to be rich in faith.
第三，来向主买白
袍，
行
公
义，好怜
悯，
与
神
同
行。Buy from the Lord white clothes to act justly and to love mercy and to walk with God.
所以求主帮助我们，在这个末世的时代，我们要成为一个得胜的教会。
So ask the Lord to help us become a victorious church in this last age.
真的要在平常里好好的装备自己。
Seriously prepare ourselves in daily life for the Lord's.
随时预备主的再来。
Prepare ourselves for the Lord's second coming.
我们同心祷告。
Let us pray together.
亲爱的阿爸父，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Abba Father, we praise you.
虽然在这个动荡不安的时代里。
Though in this chaotic age.
我们深信你仍然坐在你的宝座上。
We believe that you are still sitting on your throne.
因为天上地下一切的权柄都是属于你的。
Because all authority from heaven and earth belongs to you.
我们求主来坚固我们的信心。
We ask you to enhance our faith.
扩大我们的爱心。
Expand our loving heart.
加添我们的盼望。
At our hope.
随时的随地的警醒祷告。
Pray anytime.
求主激励我们能够心里火热，常常服侍主。
We ask you to get our hearts burning and serve you.
抓住每一个机会传扬你的好消息。
Seize every chance to spread your gospel.
因为你来的日子越来越近了。
Because the day of your second coming is...Close.
我们要把一切的荣耀都归给你。
All glory belongs to you.
祷告祈求，奉靠耶稣基督得胜的名。
We pray in Jesus' victorious name.
阿门。
Amen.